Blog Talk Radio. Live.
Your life, be who you wanna be. We don't live twice. Live your life, be who you wanna be. We don't live twice. Live your life, be who you wanna be. I be going ham each and every day. It's fancy sweat, ain't no way. I paid a cost to be the damn boss. Ain't nothing you can take, already lost. I been in the jam like bam, ba, bam, bam. Been in the cell like ham, da, damn, bam. I ain't do nothing, just feed the fam, bam. Pressure down on me, but I ain't gon' break. I'm thoroughbred, they don't come fake. Mama always told me, watch out for them snakes. They come in disguises, wanna tear down everything I built. But the truth is, I'ma stay rising to the top. And I'ma start off top, keep lacing them with a chop suey. That's my south side. While I live my life, live your life, be who you wanna be. We don't live twice, live your life, be who you wanna be. We don't live twice, live your life, be who you wanna be. We don't live twice, live your life. This time around I'm going all out. This time in life I'm dynamite. This time around I'm putting me first. This time in life don't care who it hurts. This time in life I'm loving me. I'm holding me, consoling me. Cause loving me is the key. In this world, as it twirls, fill me up just to break me down. Better get your hat in some way, somehow. If I should die before I wake, I give the Lord my soul to take. Cause through the struggle he made a way. I ain't deserved it, push harder he said. And keep the faith and we'll make a way. For you to live your life, live your life. Be who you wanna be. We don't live twice. Live your life. Be who you wanna be. We don't live twice. Live your life. Be who you wanna be. We don't live twice. Live your life. Live your life. Be who you wanna be. We don't live twice.
Y'all know what it is, right? Today is Thursday, June 29th. And y'all know what time it is. So what we're about to do is, we're about to just like, yep, I already see. Yep, I was going to say, if you know I'm supposed to be talking to you, get your hand up. Y'all going to hear the fan in the background because it's hot as hell in Minnesota. We got to keep this Canadian smoke up out of here. So, you know. You're going to hear the fan in the background, keeping it cool. Probably when it's edited, it won't sound, you know. They'll figure it out how to level it all out, y'all. But, yeah, so let's hop into this first caller. I'm going to say the area code, the last four digits of your number, what's up, and introduce yourself. 445-6608, what's up, and who we got on the line?
Yes, ma'am. What's up, LaShondra? This is your boy, Brad Cowley, a.k.a. Cinematic. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. What's going down?
Not much. You're going to hear my fan in the background, too, because it's hot as hell in my house, too.
You know, like, me, personally, by living in Minnesota, I ain't going to really complain
imagine.
About the heat. You know what I'm saying? Because we just got rid of a gang of snow not too long ago, so I ain't even going to complain about the heat. But, why don't you go ahead, explain to everybody who you are, let them know what you're here for tonight, and then we can see, you know, where we're going to go from there.
All right, will do. So my name is Brad Cowley. I go by the name of Cinematic. As most of you know, I am a rapper. And I came on Sean's show tonight to be able – excuse me, let me say, I came on Sean the Don show tonight to be able to co-host with her and Mr. Pills and Cheeky. And we're gonna give a world premiere of my brand new song called Last of a Dying Breed. And it's featuring my boy Zaquan Quan. And we're gonna bring him on and do a little bit of an interview with him.
Okay. So is Zaquan Quan already on the line? Zaquan Quan, if you're on the line, press 1.
He should be.
No, I ain't see. Okay. He lit up. So, area code 931-7963. Who we got on the line and what's up?
This is Zaquan Quan. My real name is Zaquan Morris. Rap name is Zaquan Quan. And I'm here today to introduce myself, my life story and everything. Thanks for having me on this line.
Well, that's fine.
Okay, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to hand the floor over to you, Brad, and let you go ahead and chop it up with him to get this interview popping. And then I'll slide back in, you know, later on down the line.
All right. Do you want to, you guys want to do the interview first? You want to play the song first like we normally do? How you want to do it?
No, go ahead and interview him first since we already got him on the line, right?
Yes,
ma'am. And then we just going to hop into everything. Like, you know, we got to do a little build-up, get everybody a chance to kick in.
Absolutely. I got you.
All right, do your thing.
Let's go.
All right, Zaquan. I mean, I know a pretty good amount of information about you already, but I'm sure there's people out there that want to know some stuff about you. So we'll start off with tell everybody where you're from originally and where you're residing at now.
I'm originally born and raised from Detroit, Michigan. Right now I reside in Tennessee. I've been down here 11 years, Columbia, and I just moved out here to Lewisburg, Tennessee. And that's it. Yeah.
And what made you move out to Tennessee? If you don't mind me asking.
Well, I moved out to Tennessee. Me and the family did. I had two sisters that were murdered in 2011. So we just kind of got away from the hood and that bad environment to just
Damn.
Start new and fresh, and you know, for a better life.
All right, that's what's up. Better life's always the better way to go, right?
Amen.
All right. How long have you been making your own music for?
Since I was 12 years old, I've been writing my own music. Everything I write and everything I do is all mine. I write everything. So
good, authentic. That's what I like. Authentic. That's one of my favorite things about you, bro.
From the heart and soul.
Yes, sir. So what? When it comes to music, what are some of your favorite type of genres to listen to then?
I listen a little bit of everything. Rock, rap, country, alternative, like anything that's good, I'm down for it. I listen to it.
Like I'm the same way.
And it helps me be different in my music. So when I write, I kind of just, you know, pick and pull from different types of genres and do my own thing.
What genre gives you your most inspiration though?
Well, obviously rap, but also country, because country, there's a lot of storytelling and stuff, so that kind of helps with knowing how to story tell and stuff like that when I do make my music.
Okay. I would have never guessed country about you ever.
Yeah, I like the storytelling in country.
That's what's up. I like country a little bit myself. I used to go to, like, Toby Keith concerts and stuff like that back in the day with cowboy hats and stuff like that. But, all right, so moving on. Why do you make music? Like, what, like, what's the reason why you make music and why you work so hard at it?
The reason why I work so hard at it is for my sisters. When they were alive, rap was their favorite, you know what I'm saying? That was the biggest thing for them. They always, there was never not a moment where they wouldn't play a song or their rap music and it wasn't blasting. I can remember still now, like, it's happening. You know, my parents yelling, turn that shit down and all that. And they still didn't care. They just kept it going. So, like, whenever I do my music, I do it mostly, you know, for them. Because, you know, that it just kind of keeps the vibe and the feeling and that life, you know, still going. Even though they're not
the
here.
Feeling of them being around.
Right. Yep.
Gotcha. So, all right. So you said you've been writing music since you were 12. Are you able to give me like a number of how many songs you've done?
No, I would have to look into my notes and all my beats and stuff. But like number, I'm over hundreds of them. I'm sitting on plenty of albums. I just got to get them recorded. I got a lot of music.
Gotcha. What about ones that you're working on now? How much you got going on right now?
Right now, I got I'm working on a few albums, and I'm working on some collabs with you and some of the family of Building Legends. There's a few other people that want to do collabs too, and they're kind of setting that up right now as we speak. I just got to hear back from them to know when exactly. But yeah, I got quite a bit of music going right now.
Yeah, everybody's collaborations are going on like crazy right now.
Everybody, everywhere. Yeah, it's crazy.
Everybody, it's crazy. All right. So do you have a specific album that you're working on right now?
Yes. It's called Truth Be Told, TBT. It'll probably be like 2 months, the most 2 months or something before I release it.
Okay. And when you release it, is that going to be out on like major platforms, or are you just going to be releasing it on different social media websites or whatever, or how's that going to go?
It's going to be on all major platforms. So Spotify, iTunes, Pandora, yeah, all major platforms, YouTube, gotcha. Facebook, anything I can get my hands on is going on it.
Gotcha. Wherever they'll play that shit, right?
Wherever they'll play it, let's go.
All right. Let's see. You said you got features on the album. I mean, obviously, besides me, who were some of your features? Oh, no, I didn't do any features for your album. So who are your features for your album?
For my album right now, so I got some featuring Trenny Ray. I got a feature with Lufkin Legend, but it's not going to be on my album. That'll be on his. And for my album,
shout out to Lufkin Legend.
Yep, Lufkin Legend, shout out. For my album, mostly it's going to be like a solo thing, but I probably got like one or two collabs. Really, all I can think of is you and Lufkin Legend at the moment.
Well, I know you got on the album. I know you got a couple with Trenny Ray, don't you?
Yeah, I got a couple with Trenny Ray. Yep.
Yeah, I thought so, because I know he was helping you work on it for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah, he was helping me. But, like, the rest of it, most of it's just going to be me. But, like, other than Trenny Ray, then I got you and Lufkin Legend and a few more collabs.
Gotcha.
But I'm not sure, like, what they want to do with the other collabs or when or how they want to go about it. So I'm not too sure about, like, the other collabs just yet.
Are you able to name some names, people that reached out to you for collaborations?
Yeah, there's a guy named Genesis. His name's Charles Wright, but he goes by Genesis. He's from Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. And then I got another guy, Leonardo Alfred. He is from Columbia, Tennessee. He's with Columbia Cartel. We're working on some things, but he's not sure what exactly, like, how it's going to go just yet. So,
okay.
So shout out to them.
Okay. Now obviously I know the answer to this, but for those out there that don't know, but maybe want to know, are you signed to a label right now, or do you have a label of your own that you're trying to make, or what?
The label of my own is called Steph and Morgan Records, and that label is named after my two sisters who were killed. Their names were Stephanie and Morgan, so of course I go by that. I shout that out majorly, and that's the main thing I go by, but also I am signed to your record label, which is Building Legends, but not necessarily is it just a record label. It's more of a family thing. So, yeah, shout out to Building Legends and Stephen Morgan Records.
Shout out to Building Legends and Stephen Morgan Records. I love the name Stephen Morgan Records, too. Like, I love the meaning behind it and everything, and I think it's great what you're doing for your sisters and stuff. That's really awesome. And
I'm sure
I've already given you my condolences for your sisters and everything, but I know that whole story is just tragic and stuff, so it's really awesome what you're doing.
Thank you. Whoever lived their name.
I guess, I don't really have to ask you why you started creating Stephen Morgan Records, right? You basically covered that.
Yeah.
What made you decide to sign with us, with Building Legends, Inc.?
The reason why is because since day one, ever since I met y'all, you're more of a family than a record label. You guys helped me. You guys, you know, are there in every single way. You touch base in every single way when it comes to music. And you guys give me that motivation and inspiration when I don't have it or when I'm lost with it, you know what I'm saying? And I thank y'all for that. Building Legends is really, y'all are a family, and I appreciate you in every single way. Thank you for everything you do.
You are so welcome, bro. I mean, you already know you really are like a brother to me, for real. Like, in the little bit of time I've known you, I absolutely consider you to be family, and that's what we all are to each other. And what we do is just be there for each other and help each other and push each other forward. Be that positive inspiration that everybody needs, you know what I mean?
And without y'all, you know, pushing me like you do and being a part of Building Legends, it's been hard to find the inspiration and motivation to get into music. And that's another big reason why I mess with y'all and I am a part of that family. Because you guys helped me find myself and find motivation and all that in this music whenever I don't or I can't find it, you know? So thanks.
You are a very welcomed addition, my brother. You really are. So who were some of your biggest music idols, biggest artists that inspire you and that you listen to the most, stuff like that?
Of course. From Detroit, Michigan, so you know I'm already going to say Eminem. Lyrical-wise, I love him. He's always been my idol growing up, but also I'm inspired by Tupac, Biggie, stuff like that. And Lil White's one of my people, too.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Now, who's like your number one? If you had to pick a number one mainstream, underground, whatever, who would it be?
I would say Eminem, because lyrical-wise, I just, he just helps like, just listening to him helps me, like, put together my stories and my rhymes and just, even though I can't rap as fast as his ass, but, yeah, I'd say Eminem.
I don't know. I've heard you go pretty fast, bro. I think you could definitely hold your own, honestly. I think people are going to be pretty shocked when they hear what you got to offer.
To an extent, I can go, but nothing like M.
Yeah, I'm definitely a GOAT, without a doubt. Definitely the GOAT.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Let's see. What else can I ask you? How did you become so good at writing your music? Like, how are you able to tell the story behind your lyrics the way that you do? Like, is it all just like life experience, or are you just a really good storyteller?
Well, everything I do isn't just, you know, rhymes and raps and words putting together just on the beat. You know what I'm saying? It all comes from the heart and the soul. So everything I write is feeling. So, like, say I'm feeling some type of way and there's no one to talk to, I don't know how to control or go about it. What I do is I find me a beat and I feel that beat. Once I feel that beat, I write down whatever feeling that I'm feeling, or I just get whatever kind of feelings I'm on or in. And I put it all out on that beat. So everything I do is just feelings, and it comes from the heart. And it's just all laid out there, and that's how I story tell. You know what I'm saying? Everything in my music is not, there's no, like, lie about it. There's no faking. It's just all real. It's just feelings spilled out on a beat that I'm really feeling.
What's up? That's what I like. What I like about your lyrics, man, you got probably some of the realest lyrics that I've heard from an artist in a long time.
Thank you. It's reality to me. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if, you know, because some people have people to talk to or somebody that's there, and, you know, sometimes we don't have that person or we don't have those people or something. So, like, to me, what I do is I put it all out in music. Like, me finding the beat that I'm feeling and that I love, and me writing and rapping my feelings and all that is like talking to somebody.
It's like a therapy for you.
Yeah, it's another big part, like, why I do it for my sisters, because it's like talking to my sisters, but through music, you know what I mean?
That's awesome. That is awesome. The way to speak to them beyond our pain. I like that.
Yeah. I feel like that's the only way.
I don't know. John, Mr. Pills, anybody else got any questions they want to ask? I can't really think of anything else.
Here I come to say today.
That's true.
All right. All right. This is your girl, Cold Peace. Y'all got to hear my name shine, so y'all, this is how y'all know that it's a family, because only family get to call me that. So, don't nobody else call me Shine unless y'all family. But anyhow.
John the Don.
I got a couple of questions. I want to know, what's your favorite meal?
My favorite what?
Meal.
Your favorite meal. I'm sorry about that. I live downtown. There's cars and stuff zooming past.
Oh, she said meal. Okay. My favorite meal? I'm not really sure about my favorite meal, but I'm a big
fan of
chicken.
What do you eat the most of? Say... You get hungry, and what do you find yourself eating the most of?
Kind of a little bit of everything, but if I go out to fast food or anything like McDonald's, Burger King, it's got to be something that's chicken, like chicken sandwich, chicken nuggets, something. I'm not too fan of, like, McDonald's burgers or nothing like that. It's always something chicken.
Yeah, see, I don't eat fast food or none of that. I'm all organic and all natural. I'm like a step away from being a vegan. So, Yeah, I don't eat a lot of stuff. I eat a lot of fruits, vegetables, you know, stuff like
that's
I eat all the girly stuff. You say you eat everything, so if you can eat the meat, I'm going to eat the vegetables for us, okay?
Yeah, okay, we'll do that. I probably need to be a little bit more like you. I'm over here gaining some weight.
Oh, all you got to do is just, you know, move a bone. You
yeah.
got to exercise every once in a while, take a little walk. It's okay to eat, you know, because you need that
yeah.
for energy, but you make sure you're moving your muscles and all that stuff, too. If you
oh,
don't
yeah,
mind
well,
me asking, how old are you or young?
I'm 29 years old. I was born in 93.
Okay, okay. And where, from starting when you first started with music, what do you think about the current music scene? Because we know it's a difference.
It's a big difference. I like old school music. Old school music's my thing. Even though I'm not that old, I'm still kind of young. I'd rather listen to old school music. But the new school shit is just, a lot of it's the same. It's just worded differently and stuff. And
well, it's
back,
shit, just
you
like
know,
you said, the new school shit. You said it correctly
yeah.
when you first said it. I mean, not shitting on y'all, because I like a couple of you artists, you know what I'm saying? I
no,
keep
yeah.
y'all drive. I know that it's hard being on the road, hard being under the lights,
yeah.
all that extra stuff. You know, you got to be here, there, move around and all that. But y'all going to have to give us some content. Or y'all going to have
yeah.
competition because we got our material together and we've been conscious and we've been prepared. Our shit ain't never
Amen.
Changed underground and solid. You know what
Amen.
I'm saying? Another
Amen.
Question I wanted to ask you, if you could work with any artist, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
I would say Tupac. Do you believe that Tupac is back or is that all hoax? What do you think?
I don't want to say nothing because I'm a government employee.
I don't think he ever died.
I don't know.
I'm not at liberty to. Hold on. Let me do it right the first time because, you know, we was family, so I had to do it that way. I'm not at liberty to answer that question.
Right. Okay. That's all right. I would say Tupac, though. And the reason why is because the way that he tells stories, it's so just, it's touching and it's real. And, I like that about music. Real music is, like, what I really like the most. And Tupac's one of my idols, too. So, yeah, if it would be anybody, it would be with him.
Okay, and what about performing live? You didn't hit the stage, or how often do you hit the stage?
I actually need to hit the stage some more, but I have done a few shows.
Okay,
like
and how do you like it compared to being in the studio? Because, you know, because it's kind of like different. When we're just recording, we can get all the music out and do what we got to do, express ourselves. But then, you know, performing, you know, each crowd is different. So what's the difference for you? For like me, I'm always like, okay, let me feel the energy in the room first before I decide if I'm going to run with that sound set that I got or if I need to switch up my music, you know what I'm saying, depending on what's going on in the room. So how do you
yeah.
kind of like deal with performing and you know in the studio life? Which one do you like better?
Well, the studio is obviously a lot more easier because you don't have, you know, distractions or no one around. You kind of just go in there and let it all out. It's easier, but I like performing. It's just like, you know, for your first time at something, you're not too good at it, you're kind of nerve-wracked, you know, and all that stuff's going on, mind racing, but like after a few times, it just comes natural, like breathing, you know, so.
Okay,
I mean,
so let me ask you a question. When you perform live, do you wear sunglasses?
No, I don't. I don't
understand.
That's
going to help me. That's going to help with that. Whatever outfit you got to have you a fly-ass pair of shades, and you're going to vibe out to that performance. It's like, hey, you that's where the – you got to get some shades, man, when you're doing
yeah,
them live shows. Huh?
It's hard to see.
You get some, you can see through. I'm going to buy you some glasses. We're going to talk.
Heck yeah.
We got to get, you know, you like in the, did you ever see the movie Big Daddy?
Yeah.
Put these
Heck
shades
yeah.
on, you invisible.
Yeah. Heck,
you know,
yeah.
And that's how me as a female artist, that's, and I started out as a neo soul singer, backup singer, and then she knew that I could rap, so she was uncomfortable because she was nervous like that to be on stage. So I brought kind of like an urban swag to it. So I realized it's the sun because, you know, my people in my gang, they taught me you got to get sunglasses when you nervous because then that way they can't tell if you looking at them or not. I looked at a gang of old performances. I had to watch how I was holding the mic and everything, you know, like to kind of like self-critique myself. It's like with football and basketball, you got to watch the pregame or the games before, you know, to find out what you did wrong or what you got to do right the next time. But, yeah, you need
right.
some shades for them live performances. I got you, though.
I never thought of it like
research.
That. Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, yeah, it's part of it. And then the other thing you said, country music. Have you wrote any country songs? Because I got a country song, and we probably could do something with it.
Actually, for my, he's a old friend or whatever. His mom, she does singing for, like, churches and stuff like that, and she's a big country person. I don't do country, like I won't go record country, but yes, I can write singing music, I can write country and stuff like that. I just won't perform it or record it because that's not my thing, but yeah, I write it.
Listen, sometimes you got to step outside the box, right?
You're right.
I'm telling you, you really got to do something different to show your versatility because if they figure, okay, I only got to worry about them coming at me in this area when you got the people that are going to be, the family ain't in competition with nobody. We help each other. But the other artists and from the other camps and stuff like that, you know, in the different squads, the different cities and all that, how they going to, when they going to do their research on us and the different things that we do, they going to look at it like, okay, this is the only area that they deal in. So we only got to worry about having an artist that can line up with all that. You know what I'm saying? But when you got somebody in your camp that can do everything, like me, I play in a heavy metal band.
Yeah.
Everything.
I
can do any kind of music. And my favorite type of music is classical. I used to work at the orchestra.
Why are you playing a heavy metal band?
Hey,
band. I got a band. Ben had a band.
I'm down to do a country song with you. I'll do it. I just did a rock rap song, so it's like it's a rock rap beat. It's like me rocking as I rap, you know what I'm saying? So I did that to be a little bit different too, but when it comes down to country, you want to get down with it, I got you.
Man, I'm telling you, you got to hear it. We going to talk, and I also got a song that's like a Beatles song too, and I create all my own beats and write all my own, I ain't even going to say I write them, I freestyle, and then once I memorize it and I kind of like it, then I go write it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done a couple songs like that, too. Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I make all my own beats and everything, so we most definitely got to connect with each other. I got a couple of different – these are different things just to kind of, like, test yourself. You know what I'm saying? To keep you
right.
on point.
That's how you get better.
Even if you ain't never got to do it, you prepare just in case they, you know, they you get to America Got Talent or something. Because I'm going to tell y'all this how it go, right? True story. My cousin made it to the second round of The Voice. We had only had all the music and everything I wrote from her. They loved it. They wanted her to go to the next round, but we could not think of one mainstream song. At all. And she does all the funerals, so she could have sung a gospel song, anything. We had so pressed the set that we had ready for them because we knew it was original music, and we from Minnesota, so I kind of got that Prince swag to it, so they was going to like it, right?
Right.
You can't think of not one mainstream song to present to them that we could remember that she could sing. The first thing the next, we was mad as hell. The first thing the next morning we get up, Fantasia come on the radio, and we knew that song. Like
what
the back of our hands,
it?
I said, you could have sung this.
Was it When I See You?
Yeah, it was Have You Ever.
Have You Ever.
It was right after that came out.
I fuck with Fantasia now.
Yeah, it was
like that.
The crazy part about it, my cousin was supposed to win American Idol the same year Fantasia won, but she dropped out on her own because she was pregnant. I said, so was she. You could have kept going.
Damn.
Yeah.
It was crazy, and I always remind her that that was her time because that was my cousin here. She had won, like, the Apollo, so many different events. It was crazy. But, you know, sometimes that's what I'm saying. You want to be versatile, even if you don't think you might not never need. Remember when they said we never was going to use fractions? Don't you got to cook?
Yep. Facts.
That's when you knew you was going to use fractions. Remember that smart, I ain't going to never use fractions in my everyday life. What I need algebra for? To cook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or to clean if you got to measure different stuff out. That's what you got to use it for. So, yeah, when the kids tell you that, Brad, you remember that. Write that down.
Oh, I will. Don't you worry. I already say it to my kids. My kids are 10 and 8, and they're already telling me, I'm never going to use this stuff. I'm like, damn.
You will.
You're going to use it.
Hey, Brad,
don't
we need to go.
You might have to pick stuff one day, too. You know what I'm saying?
What's that?
We need to go ahead and get back into
some algebra.
I said,
you might have to fix something one day, like measurements with, like, home improvement and stuff like that. Oh, we needed fractions in math.
Seriously,
yep.
What'd you say, Zaquan?
I said we need to get back into some algebra classes.
Oh, I know. Trust me. I definitely know that. My kid's math is fifth grade, and he comes home with stuff that looks like alien writing to me.
Oh, yeah, it's hieroglyphic.
Hell yeah.
Hey, but y'all, guess what, though? I know we having a good time, but we came here for a purpose, so I want to hop into this track because I've been waiting for the world to hear this. So won't y'all go ahead and introduce it so I can press this button?
All right. My name is Cinematic, and this is Last of a Dying Breed featuring who?
The Quan Quan.
Let's go.
Quan Quan, that's right. Let's go.
D. It's real fucked up. Feeling like you're the only one out there. But I know I got my boys behind me. Hey, yo, the Quan Quan. Let's tell him, bro. Now all of this just started out with me writing thoughts down in a book. I never thought 17 years later I'd be the one to whom they get inspiration, motivation. No more hating, they just get participation, education. I'm just here for domination. This world that we living in, industry I'm getting in. I'm just doing it how I want, and that is why I'm finna win. Serious, they never take me. Hearing this, I bet they waiting to find out who Cinematic is and how his music overtakes. Hey, I'm jumping over everyone. I'm feeling like I'm playing checkers. Asking me in interviews why I started making records. My music is my therapy. The doc prescribed its medication. When I started concentrating, then they started gravitating. They asked me about a record label, asked me if I signed a deal. So the answer that I gave them's real, and I told them what I'm trying to build. We building up this building, legends and the army that's independent. Worldwide collaborations, lucky with who they befriended. So if you start to listen to me, you will see I'm what you need. A veteran to disappear, and I'm the last of a dying breed.
I'm the brother that no one, and no one knew who I was. I never did think that I'd become the prime one. But then I changed up, and I became a fucking I turned into the monster that they said that they wanna kill. I'm the last of a dying breed. People who think they know me never really thought I'd be a beast. And they were asking for the one that they all come to see. The unexpected come to get the last of a dying breed.
Gucci and the Louis, the Louis and the Gucci bad bitch that always screw me. She the type to play in movies. On no porno, I'm acting up a fofo. The lines I spit a promo. Look, I'm soon to be a pro though. Zaquan, you know I'm spitting, love it when the bus is tripping. The mic just like a strap, I get my hands on them, I'm gripping. Got some sweaty fingers slipping. Sorry if you're my next victim. These hobbies making hit list. See them lines is like I'm shitting. If your pussy get a split then you're lame to put a dick in. When it comes to my whole listen, cause them hollers won't be missing. See, I told your ass to listen. Yeah, I told your ass to listen. Now them hollers got you dumb, man, like a greaser in the kitchen. That's alright, now you're gone. No one loved you but your mom's. She knew that you was fake and a pussy after all. For all this beef I got, I want, and all this money stacking tall. Money's making history, it's like I'm building China's wall.
I know I started out as no one, and no one knew who I was. Yeah. I never did think that I'd become the prime one. But then I changed up and I became a fucking beast. I turned into the monster that they said that they wanna kill. I'm the last of a dying breed. People who think they know me never really thought I'd be a beast. And they were asking for the one that they all come to see. The unexpected come to get your last of a dying breed. I started out as no one and no one knew who I was. I never did.
might be the last of my breed, but I got heavy hitters all around me. We everywhere.
Are we building legends over here?
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm about to get into this track that I got of Daquan Kwan and just keep it rolling, play some music, keep the vibe going, and then maybe we'll chat. We got like 19 minutes. I ain't even tell y'all. We only doing an hour show tonight. So if you're on the line, got something to say, want to do some shout-outs, promote yourself, whatever it is that you want to do, like get your hand up, holler at me right now. If not, we're about to hop into this Daquan Kwan. Let me find it. It is. Let's go.
Yeah, it's Daquan Kwan. Golden grand with the sunshine. I got something for you. For real. Plenty of homies need and lost to needles. Needs it both, so listen to them when they need you. Addicts be the victims, not the people they kill and steal from. That drug shit a monster. Out here taking the best of the best peoples. Ones we loved most. My two sisters were shot and killed. But I know plenty gone from overdoses. I overdosed myself. Found my wife damn near dead. Now I'm clean and living the best I ever had. And things get better. Never give up, keep pushing. If you're using clean up, life's a better testing with more blessings. I promise I wouldn't lie to you. Wish I could talk and ask how heaven's going. Can't hear your voice, the conversator, all is killing me. I need to talk. You the one I always ran to. My only people trusted. I love you dearly, no forgetting, you're just being strong. Wish I could talk and ask how heaven's going. Can't hear your voice, the conversator, all is killing me. I need to talk. You the one I always ran to. My only people trusted. I love you dearly, no forgetting, you're just being strong. For each and every one of us never trusted. Knew my secrets, never judged me. All the times we fought for nothing, I just gotta say I'm sorry. I've been told that time will heal, but that's a lie. Wish did it cross me. All the times we spend away from what another's wrongful knowledge. Wish that each one of my kids could meet you, hug a loving person on you. But you ain't here no more, your time was up, God took you from us. He needs you more, I guess, than we did. Never thought that you were leaving. There's a reason I'm still breathing. Let me touch you with these lyrics, teach you preaching how I miss you dearly. Hope you get my message, sure you hear me. Show a sign and lift my feelings. Little something about me, ain't nobody ever flexing. Every bar I ever spit is really true fucking exceptions. Lord, forgive me for my message and the answers that you didn't answer. Got your sister murdered, bitch, you did is not an angel. He ain't make it into heaven, fuck his mama and a feeling. Need a couple more minutes to hear your voice again, this really wish I could talk and ask how heaven's going. Can't hear your voice, the conversator, all is killing me. I need to talk, you the one I always ran to. My only people trusted, I love you dearly, no forgetting, you're just being strong. Wish I could talk and ask how heaven's going. Can't hear your voice, the conversator, all is killing me. I need to talk, you the one I always ran to. My only people trusted, I love you dearly, no forgetting, you're just being strong. For each and every one.
Gotta stay strong for my fam, understand, yeah, God is the man, the only one with a plan, he's taking me real far. I just gotta believe with my heart. Hit him with that shoulder lean, step up in my section, Stephen Morgan Records, Daquan the fam, they say that we reckless. Got this fresh to death, first to the side, we going worldwide, stacking positions, how we getting by. They say I'm fried, I ain't out my mind, they say I'm too gone. Hoping for the best, I can't stress, Lord, he put me on. Yeah, I'm on my way, and I'm thankful, Lord, for another
wish
day.
I could talk and ask how heaven's going. Can't hear your voice, the conversator, all is killing me. I need to talk. You the one I always ran to. My only people trusted. I love you dearly, no forgetting, you're just being strong. Wish I could talk and ask how heaven's going. Can't hear your voice, the conversator, all is killing me. I need to talk. You the one I always ran to. My only people trusted. I love you dearly, no forgetting, you're just being strong. For each and every one of them. Ask how heaven's going. Can't hear your voice, the conversator, all is killing me. I need to talk. You the one I always ran to. My only people trusted. I love you dearly, no forgetting, you're just being strong. Wish I could talk and ask how heaven's going. Can't hear your voice, the conversator, all is killing me. I need to talk. You the one I always ran to. My only people trusted. I love you dearly, no forgetting, you're just being strong. For each and every one of us.
All right, well, I see some new hands up, but I already know one person that's on the line. I'm going to get to everybody. We got 15 minutes left. I'm going to slowly but surely get to everybody. Hold on one second. Here we go. What's going down, bro?
It's your boy, Mr. P.I., double L to the Z, from the CPGA, double R, ready to one and only Mr. Pills, Cold Peace Radio, Thursday Night Live, worldwide. Y'all already know what it is, man. Hey, salute. I'm going to tell you, salute. That was a banger. That thing slapping so hard, I had to put sprinkle something to say, slap mama. You understand me? Hey, hey, man. Worldwide, for real, for real.
I'm going to tap us all in.
Worldwide, for real, right.
Okay. Everybody tapped in.
Oh, we on already? Oh, I was waiting for you to bring me on.
Hey, everybody,
we all
tapped
in.
It was like yeah, man. You know, the frequency.
Dude, the
frequency is acting stupid, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Thank you.
Hey, but I'm watching. You know what I'm saying? Most chatter the worldwide. Hey, man, let me tell you something. Y'all salute to the queen of Minneapolis, Minnesota, worldwide. My sis, Cold Peace. OG, you already know. But yeah, man, I'm going to tell you something, man. I tap in. I see the movement. The movement is just ridiculous.
Man, you
know what I'm saying? Hey. I respect the whole movement. It just be hard for me to just keep up at that because there's a lot going on this way. But
it's a whole lot, sir.
Just understand, Mr. Pierce, respect you guys, man.
I appreciate that. I got respect for you too, bro. I really do.
I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? It's rare that you see a movement that large that's independent of me doing what they do.
Able to keep going.
And a lot of people, a lot of people don't like that. You know what I'm saying? It speaks volume on you guys. Cause if you log out, you log in. All I'm gonna see is worldwide,
24/7.
What you talking about? and that's real deal. That goes to show, man. I'm like, damn. I be looking like, look here, and she's. She's not easily provoked to move in a certain way because she, you know, Cold Peace got her own situations and she is a real deal.
That's why I nicknamed her John the Don because Sean is the truth, man.
She ain't gonna play with it. She ain't gonna play with it at all. But I just want
to
man.
Chris, I don't know if you are. Are you on the line, right?
He's on the line.
Shout out to Chris Chaney. Shout out to Chris Chaney. That's the founder and creator of Worldwide Collaborations right there. That's the man right there himself.
Need that horn. Hey, I'm going to tell you, man, salute. Ain't enough salutes. Because that worldwide is
salute to you, too.
John, bro, you need to hook up one of them, like, standing ovation buttons.
Yeah, tell me. But
I'm going to tell y'all, I got one, but I'm not at home. Because, you know, I can do this from anywhere in the world, like Carmen San Diego.
Yeah.
All right.
I do got one, but I ain't trying to lose it either, and nobody steal it, because I got to take it everywhere I go.
I'm going to keep it.
We'll get all that figured out. Maybe I got to send it to one of y'all and tell one of y'all when to push the button.
Right.
Hey, that'll work.
I'm gonna keep it all the way. I'm gonna keep it all the way 1,000, 1 million, 1 billion, 1 trillion, 1 gazillion. Y'all really about to get Mr. Pierce on that gravy train. For real.
Oh, I told you the last two times, man, I want you on it. I'm waiting, bro. I'm waiting to get on something.
Come on.
It's collabs already waiting on you, worldwide.
I got a nice empty spot next to a number with your name written on it.
Exactly.
Oh, that was handy. Hey, I'm almost there because I'm like, you know, it's just like that. I'm like y'all everywhere. I'm talking about it's
we the virus. We a virus.
Listen, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, we
that's
spread.
The next big one we got coming up is the We Are Family song. And I would absolutely 150% be honored as hell if you would get on that one, because I guarantee you it'll be your vibe.
Tell them how many artists going to be on it, bro. Tell me how many artists going to be on that song. Yeah. Let them know that.
Well, see, it's going to be two different versions of it, because we're going to have 8 artists on the first version to go on major platform. But then after that, we're filling that bitch with 200 artists.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah.
The first song.
Wow.
Like
yeah, it's
gonna
be like the worldwide one.
Yeah, you better come on and get your seat.
John, there's cold piece over there. You better be getting up on that too.
Shout out that email, Mr. Peel, so they can drop it in that box.
I'm gonna have to, man.
You know the name. It's Cinematic B. Cali. You can message me anytime, Mr. Pills. You know that already.
Yes.
I've been trying to get you since interview one.
I know for him. I already know for him, you know, already. And I just see sis and she don't just promote anything. And the movement, y'all have going on, and this is ridiculous.
We've been building this
where you just
listen, I'm part of it, and I still think it's ridiculous.
Me too, when I created
that. Chris.
Right.
Yeah.
Where Chris at?
He's there.
I'm right here.
Shoot your link so you don't know where they can find you at.
Yeah, bro.
I'm Worldwide Collaboration Fam on Facebook, Worldwide Collaborations LLC on Instagram, Worldwide WWC on Twitter, all the different Worldwide Collaborations all over social media.
Worldwide Collaboration website.
WWCFam.com.
So how long has this been going on for us worldwide?
2009 is before it began. Actually, that's how it started. That was the beginning before it started. And then it started out as Green International Entertainment, and it merged into Worldwide Collaboration in 2011.
Dang. And
how many
successful since then.
Do we got in the family? How many countries is connected with us?
Damn, that's
a real tough question. We got a lot of countries. I know that for a fact.
Man.
That is
well,
a tough
since
question.
Hey, so y'all heard us.
Put it this way, I'll say at least 5
even
continents.
Antarctica.
I'll say at least five continents.
Oh, we.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm really about to tap in.
I went public back in January, and from January to March, I was really only getting heard by, like, the people that I knew. The end of March,
I met Chris, and he brought me into Worldwide Collaborations, and my shit exploded. I came in there with 54 followers. I looked at it today. I'm at 837 followers now.
What?
Yeah. That's all thanks to this man right here, because I call him the admin of the century, because nobody grinds the way that this dude does. Nobody.
What?
Yeah, he grind harder than me. He the real Cole. He Mr. Cole. He
told it
to me, bro.
Hey, man, I gotta get on. I gotta get on.
Over almost 800 followers in like what? That's what? 2 months? 3 months? Crazy.
That's awesome.
And
I can't even believe how crazy it is.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening. So we definitely about there. Whoever listening right now, y'all already know. Say less.
We taking
whoever
all
listening. Y'all already
world, baby,
know.
Little at a time. One person at a time taking over the world.
Infecting the virus.
I'm gonna get out of here, everybody. Shout out to Worldwide Collaboration fam,
Worldwide.
And everybody that's a member. Shout out to Sean the Don and Mr. Pills on Cold Peace Radio. They the truth. Shout out to Building Legends Inc. Zaquan, Looking Legend, Messiah, Ghost of Don, Jazzy Jens. Shout out to all y'all family. I love y'all. And shout out to the Independent Army and everybody who's a member of that. I love all you too, all right? I'm going to get at you later, Sean.
Right.
Talk to you later, Mr. Pills. Chris, I love you.
Got you.
I'm
love
out.
Love you, brother.
Got y'all. Hey,
you
I'm
too,
a,
guys.
I'm,
peace
I'm
out.
I'm
going
to hop into one more song, and we're about to get up out of here. Mr. Pills.
I was going to ask for...
I'm in the club, popping big bottles, popping out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say a pro to you haters. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, popping out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say a pro to you haters. I'm
as I close the club, they show me love. Getting bottles of bourbon and ain't none for you snooze. Headed to the VIP to get my mind right. Now knowing that I'm in for a stripper's delight. I'm popping bottles, scoping models, playing like a boss. I see that jelly jiggling so you know I got some flaws. Ain't no interruption, cause my game authentic sauce. And if you block my view just like standing, you getting tossed. Pop it mommy for your bitch poppy. Your name is copywritten, so can't nobody copy. I got to hold you down, cause can't nobody stop me. And if they try to stop me, then I'm gonna have to off you. Now back to the situations that's at hand. I see how you twerk the thing, now do it again. Put it in reverse, make it jerk or whatever. Cause about to make me go to a whole nother level.
In the club, popping big bottles, popping out models, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say a pro to you haters. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, popping out models, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say a pro to you haters.
I'm in the club, go ahead and make it clap. Be a good girl and put your city up on the map. Like a butterfly, make it flap and fly away. It's that Mr. Pills, and I'm here to say that you rolling with a real deal, real ass nigga. That's deep off in the club and I'm spending bigger figures. Just to see you dropping real low to the ground. I don't know where you're from, but I'm from this A-town. I'm trying to focus, but that bug got me leaning. Seeing double between, just like I'm really beaming. To hit the club on any given Sunday.
Monday, Monday through that Saturday, then Saturday through that Monday. Work the pole, mommy, from the ceiling to the floor. Just like flow riders, shout that gold, hit the flow. Do it like you know, and do it like a pro. And come back to the club if you really want some more. And I'm in the club, popping big bottles, popping out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator. Say a pro to you haters. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, popping out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator. Say a pro to you haters. I'm in the club.
Well, y'all know I like to push it to the limit, right? So first let me look for one song to end it the right way. Oh, nope. We can't do that. This how we finna do this.
Hey, what's poppin' with it, y'all? This Mastermind checking in. St. Paul reppin'. ATL bound. MOGM the movement. Y'all know how we do it. Hey, look. Keep it locked. Right now, you were tuned in to Thursday Night Live with my homegirl, Cold Piece. Yeah!
I push the shit like I'm pushing weight. That's an honor that hate, so let me be great. I'm sliding your bitch like I'm finna skate. So excuse me if I hyperventilate. You put me on a beat that disintegrate. I'm a monster with this and they been afraid. I'm the king of this shit and they been afraid. I just get the bread and get out the way. Till they try to ball and I blow them with summer. For anybody out here thinking they Jordan, it be different and they thinking it's foreign. Hard as concrete, smooth as porcelain. I think they just stick a fork in anything they see. I'm torching, I am nasty with the shits. With your bitch, she be playing with the foreskin. I'm high as a plane. Jeff, I be about to tap, so what's up with that brain? Damn, I fucked her and didn't know her name.
But she gotta go.
Now she going insane. She thought that that was the lane. She peeped the swagger, now she wanna be tame. You were rocking with a real north side nigga. I don't give a fuck what you claim. Point them out, knock them out. I didn't care from nothing, bitch, look at me now. I came from the north, but my motherfuckin' stuff from the south. D-U-B-E, I still came with a shout. I'm about that bread, what the fuck is you about? I ain't trying to be broke, I ain't running that route. Every day, gotta break, do away with the hate. And you hoes try to foul. Time to break the record, need to get it. Bitches sit at the table with the winners. I did that to the service like a swimmer. I treat it just like a fidget when I spin her. Spinner, spinner, go up better than dinner. Then do a bed like a sinner. Bah, yeah, bitch, I'm cold as the winner.
Let's go.
I drop the ass like I littered.
Fuck all the flex on the run for the ticket. Turn up in this bitch at the memory spin. We turn the motherfucking city up. We need it all. We don't settle for less.
This is how I step on their necks. Check out my walk when I step. Look like a check when I step. Check out my walk when I step.
Check out my walk when I step.
Yeah. Check out my walk when I step.
Check out my walk when I step.
Yeah. Check out my walk when I step.
All the flex on the run for the ticket. Turn up in this bitch at the memory spin. Check out my walk when I step. Check out my walk when I step.
Niggas thought they was next. Nah, niggas they ain't beginning to wait. All niggas thought they was gon' flex. Sit in my shoulders, yeah, it's lightweight. Wonder why I'm fly to your text. Bitch ain't sucking dick on the first day. Yeah, it's cool, it's straight. Y'all ain't like you in the first place. Big moves that we make. Top spot, yo spot, we take. Stacking more guap each day. Play the game like EA. Dressed like a D-boy. Y'all dressed like DEA. Come to the app, little nigga. See how hard we play. Shootouts on the E-way. Bitches fucking like beef steak. Money's flowing like a sweet steak. Somebody died like each day. Roll with me, no, we straight. Like a bowl of frosted flakes. Mmm, yeah, nigga, we great. Better listen what we say. Joking found with them lake. Fuck around with them snakes. King's real, yeah, he jacked. She ain't real, yeah, she jacked. I'm too hot, don't get baked. Murder scene, no face, no case. Won't smoke, know the blood is laced. Like Lil Wayne, sorry for the wait.
Fuck all the flex on the run for the ticket. Turn up in this bitch at the memory spin. We turn the motherfucking city up. We need it all. We don't settle for less.
This is how I step on they necks. Check out my walk when I step. Look like a check when I step. Check out my walk when I step.
Check out my walk when I step.
Yeah. Check out my walk when I step.
Check out my walk when I step.
Check out my walk when I step.
All the flex on the run for the check. I turn up in this bitch at the memory spin.
Still money,
check out my walk when I step. Check out my walk when I step.
But I still stack the bands up. Every time I spit my 2 cents,
yeah.
Bitches know I'm the man, huh?
Yeah.
Jumping on me like a cruise ship. Niggas know I stuck to the plan. How niggas wanna move shit. Watch me turn to the fans. Start moving, let the movement. Yeah, I remember them days.
Yeah.
When I thought I was gonna up. Got on my Mr. Scrooge shit. Now it's time to get a game. Put it all on the news, bitch. Upper echelon choice. There ain't no pick and choose, bitch.
You can see we be the true bitch. Flow get contagious, I'm too sick. And the feature expensive like Rude Chris. If you broke a tattoo like I'm too slick. I chop your bits and I hit it and send it to you. Now you getting into it. I don't do well with these internet niggas. When I pull up, better prove it. I'm a fucking loose screw, still get in their ears like a Bluetooth. My motherfucking glow's true blue. Slide in the silence, I am too smooth. Bow. I'm too busy getting bread in these bitches. The coochie race to the roof. You can see we way ahead of y'all. I'm a fucking dog, nigga, roof.
D-D-D-M-D.
Woo! Something like that. Bah.